Blog Talk Radio.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ram, pork,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, 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 beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, chicken, chicken.
You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it! You name it!
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ram,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
You name it! You name it!
Once again, how's everybody doing? It's your boy. You know, once again, to DJ Gasway, welcome to WBMG Radio Show. We're keeping it real. My host today is the one and only Cotton Campbell, poet, author, and spoken word artist. And I believe she's online in the building. Cotton, is that you, sweetheart? All right, somebody called from 312 area code, don't know who it is. They not speaking. I guess they're just going to listen. But anyway, it's your boy DJ Gasper, a.k.a. Mr. Grown the Sexy, the voice of Urban Lit. We live on the AM. Actually, broadcasting from Birmingham, Alabama. Big shout to the A. You know what I'm saying? Big shout to my Birmingham, Alabama people. That's where we're broadcasting from tonight. My girl Cotton's going to be calling in a few minutes. If anybody doesn't know who she is, she's always on the cutting edge of poetry and the spoken word movement. She's just the type of artist we love to have on our show, and it's such a very unique talent. We're glad we got her. Cotton, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, I was asking for you and I didn't hear you. You okay?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Once again, big round of applause for my sister. Big round of applause for me. I'm getting nervous for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm getting nervous where she's at.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry.
No, but I know you said you had some things going on. We just talked a few minutes before we came on the air, so, you know, I was being patient with you. And big shout out to Shirley Caesar, you know, the gospel artist. You know, I had played her song, You Name It, last week on my show, you know, for Thanksgiving. One of my guests was Eartha Watts Hicks, and then a couple of people had said, yo, play that song again when you're doing your show next week, play the song. So I just played it, and big shout out to everybody who requested that song. Cotton, once again, thanks for coming on, and thanks for the CD. You know, you sent me a CD. He Loves Me. Fantastic.
Yes.
You know, I had some of your music that you emailed me that I wanted to download and play, but I didn't get a chance to do that. So maybe you could possibly do a couple of pieces for us during the show.
Okay.
All right, well, maybe you can do a couple of pieces during the show. So listen,
okay.
Man, tell everybody, you know, give everybody a little heads up for those who don't know who you are, where you're from, or what you do. Just introduce yourself real quick, my sister.
Hey, everybody, I'm Cotton, the soft-spoken poet, the softest voice in poetry, Queen of Seduction, Lady of Love. Got all these names that some of my supporters have labeled me, and I answer. I'm about 12 books in of self-published. I do events. I'm the CEO of WBP, which is Writer's Block Production. I'm a Team GBA member. And I think I covered everything. I do a little modeling. I'm trying to think, did I cover everything? I think I got everything. That's me. I got a lot of hats.
Okay. Well, listen, man, you're an award-winning poet and author. She's also a National Poetry Award winner. What is that, 2015? You won the National Poetry Award. Was that last year?
That was last year. Yes, it was last year.
Right. Let's be modest.
I also in the same year I got the UBA award for Poet of the Year as well last year. So I got 3 awards last year, which was amazing. So, you know, I like getting awards. Of course, everybody likes getting awards and being recognized. I don't put a lot of emphasis on it, though, you know.
Well, that's not really for you to do. It's for those around you, those who admire your work, and those who follow you that want to share your accomplishments with the world. So you just keep doing what you do. You know, when you win an award or you get an acknowledgement, you know, people in the media, people like me, are going to bring that to their attention because a lot of times people can say, she's just a poet, or she's just a spoken word artist, or just a recording artist. And at the end of the day, you're much more than that. And, you know, it takes people in the media and your peers to kind of let people know a little bit more about you. So there you go.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on those awards last year. You know, congratulations.
Thank you.
The reason you're back on the show is we love you. And we had a great response the last time you were here. And, you know, I'm a fan of your work and your team, you know, Team GPA, my man James Gordon, greatest poet alive. You know, big shout out to GPA. You know, he's been very instrumental, you know, in my success working with him. And I know you guys work closely together, too. So big kudos to that brother. He's probably out there listening somewhere, you know, shooting a TV show or doing something else, you know.
hanging with the
storytelling champion and all that. Big shout out to him.
Yeah, all right. hanging with the real stars.
He's somewhere, you know. That's how you're supposed to do. You know, you lean back. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your work. Now, you've written some poetry books. I read and reviewed, I think, I Am Poetry, God is Calling. Was that one?
Yes, God is Calling.
And probably some other things that you did. I'm very impressed with the CD that you just released. Now, tell us a little bit about the CD. He Loved Me. That's the one. Tell us a little bit about that CD and how it came about, and about some of the tracks that are on there.
Oh man, every time I listen to that CD, honestly, DJ, I am more and more impressed with myself because that's one of those. You know, am I going to be able to top this? Because I really like this one. And I released it earlier this year, but I didn't really promote it as much. And so I had to sit down and regroup and see how I wanted to promote it to get people to actually listen to it. So the CD came about during the time that my mom passed away. And with me going through different emotions, I had a friend in particular who, you know, did his best to talk to me, to check on me, to make sure that I was okay. And so that's where some of the greatest love came from, and then that's where some of the inspiration from the CD came from. after I heard it, I played it over and over, like just a couple of days ago, because I'm a driver, so I'm always in the, you know, the CD just amazed me, and because it's just me, I do a lot by myself. Like, there's nobody putting their hand in what it is that I do. So,
okay.
With that being said, I use music, huh?
I said you're very talented woman. Don't let me interrupt you. I'm just commenting as you go along. But you're very talented woman, and you do a lot. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. But you were saying you listened to the CD, and you were kind of amazed at what you had created. So continue.
Yeah. So I chose music from different women that I really liked their music. And they had this very sensual flow to their music. Like, some of the music is Janet Jackson, you hear some Jill Scott, you'll hear some SWV, you'll hear some Alicia Keys, you'll hear Anita Baker, which is one of my favorite people in the world.
Sure.
And yeah, and so I said, man, I could use this instrumental just to, so the that's what helps to make the CD, but in reality, if I decided to go, because I couldn't find anybody, and this is why I went this route, this is why I was leading up to, I couldn't find anybody, of all the people that I know, I couldn't even find anybody who would take the time to, hey, let's get in the studio and create me some of my own music, because I really wanted my own music. And it seemed like it was the hardest thing to do. Even
it can be tough.
If I was paying them, you know. So
it can be tough.
Yeah. So I thought with, you know, and then after I did what I, you know, did it the way that I did it, I was like, oh wow, I love this. Like, I don't know if I want to change the music now, but I love it. So,
you know, but I'm gonna say something about artists, you know, artists like yourself, whether, you know, singers, rappers, spoken word artists. When they put their words to music, a lot of times they'll use recorded music that's already been heard, you know, by recording artists before. What that does, it brings familiarity to the project. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll hear the song and say, yeah, I know that song. But when they hear, you know, the artist performing, you know, the spoken word piece, now it takes them away from that and they concentrate on you and what you're saying.
Right.
You know, so that same thing happened to me. When the track came out, I said, I know that track. But then when I started hearing you speak, it didn't matter what the track was, you know.
And I think that's how it actually is. So when somebody's giving me feedback, they never say, oh, that song is nice that you added with your voice. It's always those words you're speaking. Where did you come up with that? That's what I hear. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Whenever a performer sings or does spoken word, you know, that's the meat. The music is just like the salt and pepper. That's the seasoning. That's bringing a little flavor to it. But, you know, the meat is actually your performance. And I got to, you know, give you kudos on the performance that you did. Really, man, I got to give you kudos on the
picture.
Thank you. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've never heard you perform live. You did a piece on my show when you came on before, and then every spoken word artist, every poet that comes on my show, I ask them to do a piece. You know, I have Jess Mike on, I've had LaDonna Marie, I had James Gordon, you know, I've had a lot of people on, and they always will do a piece. But you guys do live performances and spoken word events all the time, and you're good at what you do. So when I heard, you know, when I heard the CD, I was like, wow, she has a fantastic body of work here, you know, and I was just, like, so happy that you had sent me that, and I got a chance to listen to it before we did the show, because I want to talk about books, but the CD has kind of superseded all of that, because it's kind of put you in a different genre. It's kind of opening doors for you in a different arena. And congratulations, man. I want to hear every poet or spoken word artist that I know that has CDs out. I want to hear their work. I want to hear people perform live. I want to hear them in their own element, you know, because I'm a reader, you know, and I listen to music. Very rarely have I had a chance to listen to poetry recorded. I mean, I used to listen to Nikki Giovanni. I used to listen to The Last Poets. You know, I used to listen to a lot of people, you know, years ago. But you guys are kind of bringing that back when somebody can say, listen, I want you to hear something, and they throw in the CD, and it's poetry or spoken word.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to you and everybody else who's out there who's recording their work and setting it to music. And, you know, introducing it to a whole new generation of people.
And that's part of what I
was just doing my little call, but it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. We're here with the soft-spoken poet, Cotton Campbell. We talk about her latest CD, He Loves Me. She's going to be doing one or two pieces from that CD in a little while. But, again, you had something else to say about that?
No, I was going to say that was my goal, was to get people to listen to poetry in a different light. I'm not, you know, I don't really refer to myself as a spoken word artist, but the rest of the world does. So I just go with it because that's what they are familiar with. I'm definitely a poet, but I just, because spoken word artists do something a little different than an actual poet, person who speaks poetry to me. And it's just, it's different. Once you listen to so many people do spoken word, it, no disrespect, but a lot of it all sounds the same to me. And that's just me.
Hold on right there. You're making a good point. I know a spoken word artist by the name of Condorny Fidel. Fantastic brother. He's out of Baltimore. I interviewed him on my TV show in Washington, D.C., the talk show DJ Gatsby, you know, the public access TV show that I have. And he said the exact same thing to you. The exact same thing that you just said, because I referred to him as a poet. He said, I'm not really a poet, I'm more of a spoken word artist. He said, because forms of poetry can be spoken word, but very rarely is a spoken word performance considered poetry.
Right.
So I get that. And you're the second person, you know, that I've actually interviewed who kind of wants to explain that. So, and I get it. And I will refer to you going forward as a poet, because that's what you continue, you want to call yourself, and that's what you are. So I'm definitely learning a little bit more about the difference between the two. And thank you, you know, for kind of making that clear to me and the listeners out there. I get it. So, with that being said, now you promised me that you would do a piece before we finish.
Yeah.
And so we'll probably close the show with that.
It won't be from the He Loves Me soundtrack, or a CD.
Okay, no. This is your platform. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
You can do Roses of Red, Violets of Blue.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me. I just want to hear your voice. I just want you to do a piece while you're on the show. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? You can read the dictionary.
Okay.
It's all going to sound good to me. Yeah, it's all about your voice and the performance. So hey, it doesn't matter. It's just you.
Thank you. Awesome.
Right. Another thing I wanted to ask you about. I heard you on another show recently. Did you do another show this week? Another Blog Talk Radio, radio show interview this week?
Yes. Well, not being interviewed, no. But I was on. I'm a co-host on Word Sexy Radio. I always forget to mention that. I'm sorry, Red.
Okay, no. I want you to mention that because that's another platform where people can hear you doing what you do and being more outspoken and provocative about, you know, your passion, which is your poetry and relationships and things of that nature. So tell us a little bit about that show that you have and how people can, you know, get a chance to hear you on there. That was amazing. You did a post on Facebook about it. I said, let me check this out. I hear everybody, you know, promoting their shows and things that they do. I just don't have a lot of time to do it. I actually called in and listened, and I was kind of impressed. So tell me a little bit about that show and the topic and how it came about.
Well, Word Sexy Radio is a 2-hour show, and the CEO is Red Snapper, who is also an author, and he is an erotic author. He's about 15 books in. But on Word Sexy Radio, we interview authors, mostly authors. We try, you know, and because I'm a poet, I squeeze some poets in there. Usually if they're authors, they have a CD out. We try to create a platform that promotes them, something that's kind of similar to yours. He is a he prefers, and by he, I mean Red Snapper. He prefers the genre of erotic, but it doesn't matter. I usually get whatever author that I see of interest and may have something going on that I can promote so that we can, you know, let people know who they are as well.
Okay.
And it's been about 2009, so we've been here a long time.
Okay. Well, you know, big shout out to your whole team and everybody over there at Word Sexy Radio. You know, big shout out to that whole team.
Thank you.
Yeah, we, you know, there's a lot of Blog Talk Radio out there. There's a lot of internet radio out there. And a lot of our artists are involved with these shows. And just busy promoting their work, you know, their books or their CDs, you don't get a chance to talk about, you know, these shows that are on the internet, because it was a very stimulating conversation. I was very impressed about what we're talking about. A lot different than what I do, but I was very interested because I heard you on it, and I didn't know that you actually were part of the team that put it together. So,
yeah.
To you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a quick question. 2016 is coming to an end. It's been a really good year. I know you got a lot of things accomplished. You know, what can we look forward from you in 2017? You know, what can your fans and readers look forward to from Cotton Campbell in next year?
Cotton Campbell is actually going to be doing some film. One of the tracks on the He Loves Me CD will be turned into a mini poetry movie.
Okay.
You know, kind of like that Michael Jackson thing, what he did with Thriller.
Long-form video. It's a long-form video. I get it.
Exactly
what it is.
So that's exactly what I'll be doing one of the tracks. Now, I don't know who. Well, see, nobody's listened to the track. So I did send them to you. I was going to say if somebody can tell me what that track is, I'll send them to the. I'll send them a CD. But nobody's actually heard it, so I can't do that.
That's all right. People are going to be interested in who you are and what you do. They just need to know. We got a caller that's on the line. Let's see if they just listen. I have a question for you. All right, caller, you're on the line. You want to speak to Cotton Campbell?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
You doing all right?
I'm good.
I saw the post, man. It's a blessing to hear y'all right now, but you're saying something about, like, love, sex, music, politics. Like, is that what y'all talking about? Or y'all just got to watch a little new mini stuff, all that good stuff.
I'm sorry.
My brother, you
can
talk about whatever you want, man. I'm Gas Man. I'm the host. Cotton is my guest. You know, what's your name? Where you calling from, B?
Okay, man. I'm calling out East Texas. My name's Dex. But I'm trying to see if y'all can help me. I feel like we should the Black Panther Party, wherever they at, wherever the speakers at, man. We need to get together a candidate to put out there for the presidential, you know, elections coming up in 4 years. Because, you know, the Klan can do it. And I feel like they should be able to do it. Maybe that can stir up some black voters and also other races to listen to what's going on. And, you know, maybe we can try to steer the direction that we're going in.
I didn't hear that statement again. What are you trying to do again, my brother?
trying to get a hold to the Black Panther Party. Whoever is somebody there that can organize on a national level and to get a candidate that meet all the qualifications and, you know, get them promoted and get them out there for people to listen to and just to get a general understanding on who they are, for one, because, you know, what the FBI did after they targeted a lot of people don't even know that, you know, they're not a terrorist group. They're not a group that's out there to create violence and all of that. Instead, you know, they were trying to protect our people. And I'm already seeing things going on, you know, and as well as out here in these police systems and stuff, hate crimes going up. Like, all this is going to be 4C just because of who we have in our office right now. So I'm just trying to see if you think that's a good idea, or if, you know, y'all, you, Cotton, and Flop can kind of push that, promote that, so our Black, you know, are going, you know.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Black Panther Party, man, who they are, what they stand for. You know, Huey Newton, T. Newton is on the brothers, you know, back from the 70s. But, you know, it's a lot different right now. But, you know, I'm taking your number down, man. And after the show, we can talk, you know, and I'll definitely listen to what you got to say. Go on the platform to talk about that more and share it with my listeners, man. I really appreciate it. What's your name again?
Okay, man. Well, I appreciate y'all and Cotton. You keep pushing, man. I hear
awesome.
You.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't really understand. I didn't get that brother's name, but I understood what he was talking about. And, you know, to keep those shows on about that, I appreciate them calling in and sharing anything. You know, that's what the show is for. It's not all about me, and it's not all about you.
Yeah.
There's people calling. If you got something to say and you want to be heard, you know, we are the platform. I give anybody a voice. And what I really got from him was about, he was speaking about the Black Panther Party, not part of the political process, and representing, you know, Black people, you know, in politics. And we need that anyway. You know, I think what happened, you know, with the current, with the past election, is that we just need more Black people to be in politics and in positions of power, or to make decisions for our people. So, you know, kudos to that brother and the Black Panther Party and Black Lives Matter and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but you're right. It is different. It's very different than what it used to be.
Well, yeah, because, you know, what happens is so many people are so busy doing what they do, trying to get their money, trying to get their careers, trying to build their brands, trying to make a name for themselves. And we all do it in our own space, and there's a lack of unity surrounding issues that affect all of us. And that's really, in my view, that's really what goes on. Like, we talk about books and poetry and business. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about unity. We don't talk about the problems in the Black community, how we as artists or we as people in the media could reach out, you know, to some of those people and try to affect change in some kind of way. And that's a discussion that we're all going to have at some point in some time. You know, everybody's going to have to, you know, take their own inventory and, you know, do what it is that they feel can do, they can do to help out.
Right,
know,
exactly.
But I don't want to get the show off track. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. We're here with Cotton Campbell talking about her latest CD, He Loves Me. She was also talking about a movie project or, you know, a short film project from some of her work that we can look for in 2017.
That's one of the things I'm most excited about right now is that, you know.
Of course. Of course, listen, it's evolution. It's the next phase for everybody. You know, I've been into film and TV and radio media for years. You know, I started my TV show. I was the producer of that show and the host. You know, I learned all about television production, radio production, you know, film, and the whole nine. And I can't wait to get back behind the camera of producing and or directing a TV show or even a project. I get it when I see artists, you know, who are excited about the opportunity to have their work, you know, brought to film. So good luck with that. Keep me informed, you know, let me know what's going on, and come back on the show and talk about that and, you know, get the support or, you know, get whatever it is that you need, you know, from these listeners out here. to help you put that project out there. You may have people in your community who, you know, who can help you.
Well, you are in the state of which I will be doing that video.
Okay. All right, well, listen, man.
So
it is what
I said that, so maybe you might be available.
Well, I don't know what capacity you need me in or how to contribute to the project. You know, when you put something
direct,
like that together.
You've directed, you said, so.
Yeah, that's something we had to talk about off the air.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't see a commitment like that, but I'm definitely interested in talking to you about the project and, again, how I can, you know, lend my expertise to it. Absolutely.
That would be great.
You're getting your team together, or when you're putting the project together and, you know, the names come up of people who you would consider to work with, yeah, definitely reach out to me and let me know, you know, what you need. And if it's something that I could do, I would love to be a part of it.
As long as you would consider it, that's most important, is that you would consider it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You didn't say no.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. No. You said you was going to do a piece. You're going to wrap the show up in a few minutes. Before you do that piece, I'm going to close out the show with something else. What writing projects did you have? What are you working for in 2017? Any new books? Any, you know, tour? You collaborating with anybody? What's going on?
I'm not collaborating, although I'm open to it. But I'm working on two things. One is a children's book, and the other is another poetry book. I decided to, in honor of one of my favorite couples on Facebook, the title of the poetry book is called Comatose.
Okay.
So,
yeah, kudos with the children's book. Kudos with the children's book. You're showing another side. You're showing another talent that you have. There's much more to you than meets the eye. And I like it when you're reaching out to another genre, another audience. And writing a children's book would definitely do that for you. You know, you'd have your adult listeners, your adult readers. A lot of them probably have kids, and now they can share their love for reading or share their love for you, you know, by supporting you in the children's book. So, you know, congratulations on that, man. I look forward to that as well. I published, didn't write, but I published two children's books, you know, with my publishing company, and they're doing very well. You know, they're doing very well. So, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Add that to your repertoire.
Well, I'm working on getting a graphic art illustrator, I should say, not a graphic artist. He would kill me for saying that. His name is
That's a challenge. Well, you know, it depends on the book. You know, some children's books you may not need it, and then you have other children's books that will need illustrations. But it depends on the age group that you're trying to reach. You know, the younger the age group, the more the illustrations and colorful pictures are important, but as you get a little older, you know, preteens or teens or you know, a little older kids, they may not need the illustrations. But again, man, if you need them, go for them. There's a lot of illustrators out there, and I'm sure you're going to do fine. You know, you're a businesswoman, and you know, you work well with people in the industry, so I'm sure. And plus your own expertise, because I know you're a graphic artist, but I don't want to talk too much about it, but I know you design book covers, and I know you're a graphic artist as well, and you've done some nice work. So, you know, kudos to you and what you got going on. We're looking forward to the children's book and everything else.
Thank you.
So you said you had a piece for us tonight, and the show is almost over. Do you want to share that with us, and then we can close out by telling people how they can get in touch with you and find you on social media and buy your books and things like that?
Yes. All right. Oh my gosh.
I put you in the spot because I know you probably got a lot going on. You know, listen, you don't want to do it, just promise me that you'll come back on.
I'll do it and come back on. How about that?
All right, yeah, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Gatsby. And this is WGNG Radio. We have live in the studio. She's going to perform a piece, one of her poetry works. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Miss Cotton Campbell.
Yeah, so before I do this piece, I just want to let you know that it's a piece of truth. It's for the ladies, but it's especially for the men. So I want you to pay very close attention to the words that I say. Because
I always do.
It's going to, no, I don't mean you, I mean the audience, especially the men. Here we go. Last night I cried, tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes, my mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. When my sleep miles to clear my mind, it always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually. I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me. But I can't get off. So I asked him, are you seeing someone else? Wait. Before you reply, don't lie because I can see right through all that Maybelline. Your lips are covered in her plum lipstick. Her foundation, cocoa brown, is smushed into your collar and it's not my color because I don't wear that cake on my face. My womanly senses have picked up on your GPS scent, dialed into your radar. The tracking device not installed on your car, but it's pressed on your heart, which tells me where you are emotionally. These findings aren't to put you down, attack your character, or to make you look bad, but for you to recognize that the woman that stands right here before you, well, she's smarter than the average. Look, I love you, but I deserve some honesty. So don't get mad. Don't take it personally. This, your man, this is a grown-up conversation. You can handle it. And if you want this, you listen. No disrespect intended. So don't clam up when I say we need to talk because it tells me that you're guilty and you've done something wrong and you believe I know your secrets and your truth. You decided to take away my choice, but listen to my soft-spoken voice when I say you won't have your cake. Eat it. Emotionally abuse it. Misuse it. So blow out your candles and be thankful you have a woman like me. Your wish should be that I don't get angry because I hate being relationship confused as some of you men like to do than sing the blues and react in a way that you can't handle. As a woman, I can cook, clean, make love, have sex as often as you need, but only if you wife me. I know you wanted the milk for free, but that's not an option with me. The woman you choose shouldn't be giving you the blues, not trying to fill your shoes, but you have to tell the truth. Just be honest. And we can both walk away from this with some honor, not feeling like we got screwed, abused, or misused, but we're just two people that weren't meant to be. So before you fix your mouth to tell a lie, know that I've already investigated. Those 2 a.m. calls, they ain't your mama. I've researched, I've checked your cell, and I got the woman who left her face behind on speed dial. But I'm giving you this opportunity to be the man that I believe you are. Be honest. Come clean. You can walk away with some respect and some dignity from me. Now, honey, let me ask you this again. Are you sleeping with my friend? Softly spoken.
I wasn't ready for that. You did a piece the last time you was on the show. That took a different turn for me. That was a little more in your face.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, because you gotta think about this. A lot of us women have had that conversation, and a lot of men had to sit through that type of conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
And for us women on this side, some of us, all we want you to do is tell us the truth so that either we can walk away and still have respect for you or we're going to fix it. Usually, you know, we just want closure. So but don't lie and play on our intelligence. That's the thing we hate the most. So that's basically what that piece was written for.
All right, and fellas, y'all heard that, you know, heed that. If you want to hear more of that, check out Cotton Campbell. All her books are Amazon.com and most in paperback and Kindle. And also check out her latest CD, He Loves Me. Now, that CD is available directly from your website, or is that at Amazon as well?
It's directly from my website. So you can...
All right, you want to share that website and how they can get the CDs
yes.
in your books?
Absolutely. It's WB as in boy production.net. WB production.net. And like I
no,
said, if you inbox
no,
so, me,
No, say, go ahead.
Again. No,
no
so if you inbox
continue.
Me, I'm in a generous mood, so I may be in the mood to just send it out to you. It's the holidays, so. You know, catch
right.
me at a good
What's
time.
What's that website again? What is that website again?
It's WB as in boy, production.net.
Okay, WBproduction.net. Yeah, I'm going to share that on my post when I share the show. Listen, about to shut me up. It's only a 30-minute show. Cotton, thank you so much. We love you. You're a great
thank
friend
you
of the show, and congratulations
me.
On your latest CD and your books, as well as your upcoming projects for 2017. It is the holidays, and we hear is there anything you want to say, family, friends, or colleagues, you know, about the holidays and the upcoming New Year before we go?
I just want to send a warmest condolence to my family. We lost a family member this morning from gunshot
okay.
wounds. So to everybody out there, and let's see how we can get these guns off the streets or minimize the people that are utilizing them at any rate. But I love my supporters, so I appreciate everybody. I absolutely appreciate you, DJ Gas, because you have been such a great supporter for me. It just sometimes you blow me away with your support, and I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, listen, Team Cotton, Team GPA, you know, you're my peoples. And I got mad love for y'all, and you know, and y'all reciprocate the love and the support, too. You know, so there you go. Thank you.
Because I love the way you support. I love your style.
Well,
it's, you know, a lot of people don't, they just don't do it, and I love it. I love that about you.
Well, when you shine, I shine, you know. You're only as good as the people that you work with, you know, and I like to be affiliated and associated with talented people, award-winning people, you know, nationally known and recognized people. So I don't just roll with anybody. I roll with the winners. And if I can help you in any way I can, that's going to make me look good as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, with that being said, you know, happy holidays, my sister, happy Kwanzaa, and happy New Year. You know, WGNP Radio, again, my guest is Cotton Campbell. We're going to shut it down, and I'm out. So, Cotton, keep in touch. You know, enjoy
Absolutely.
Yourself. My condolences go out there to you, you know, for a young man you know, that lost his life to gun violence. There's way much of that going on, and we really, really need to have a concerted effort, you know, to address that, at least to our fans and people who listen to us. And possibly we can make some type of change, you know, in the thinking of these young brothers and sisters that are out here. All right, so, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Well, anyway, that's it. It's DJ Gatsby.